new faces in the quarterback room. How do you think they all did today?
You know what? I think they did real well. We got a lot of new faces out there. Not anybody with a lot of experience in the offense, but we got some guys that have some experience playing in Cody. We got some older guys with Cody and Taylor. But it was exciting to see them go out for the first day. And for the first day out there, I was excited. You know, we'll just it'll be unbelievable how far we'll get in just a week to 2 weeks, especially with a guy, you know, like Cody that's played as much football as he has. He'll pick up on it quick.
What stood out to you about Cody the most?
Probably the understanding. As soon as he made a mistake, and it's like, oh yeah, that's right. You know, we're converting that or whatever. And I don't think he's going to make that mistake again. He understands it. It's just getting our terminology down, how we do things a little bit different than maybe he did at his junior college or at the University of Iowa.
How important is that skill to be able to do that? Because I noticed that today too. You know, you would get onto him and then he'd fix it right away. How important is that for?
Well, I mean, that's huge. And it's like you look in the NFL. Guys go from team to team. You do things like that, you got to pick up on a new offense, you got to learn a new terminology, and you got to adjust fast. And if you can't, in the NFL, you don't make it. You know, but when you can pick up on something new and move on, and that's what Coach is going to do here.
How much homework was it obvious that he did? Whenever I'm sure y'all sent him the playbook before he got here. How much did he do his homework before he got here?
Yeah, he's done his homework. I spent a lot of time with him. He's been here in the summer and spent a lot of time on his own. He spent time with Ryan and all of our guys. And so he's put a lot of time in. Now, there's only so much you can do without getting out on the field, and that's where now we get into it and go out there and kind of start tweaking everything.
Speaking of Ryan, how did he you think he kind of looked today in terms of, you know, he's got a guy competing with him now for number one, and they're all kind of gunning for it. How did he look today?
You know what? He had a good practice today. He's improved as he's come along. And you got to remember, last year, I mean, the kid's a redshirt freshman, and he's never played college football. So everybody, you know, you have to understand that. That's not easy. But Ryan had a good practice today. He's had a great summer. He's got competition here. But you know what? I wanted competition when I played. Everybody, you want competition, it's going to make you better. And he had a good practice today.
What about Birch? I mean, it's kind of a cool situation with him coming in.
It is. You know what? It gives us another big – he's the best thing about Taylor is he's a big athletic body. So he's somebody that might not – maybe can handle everything, but he can have certain things he could do. And you just never know. You can be thin at quarterback, or you got a little package you want to run or something like that. But Taylor's got a lot of athletic ability. He throws the ball well. He's a great kid, and he picks up – he's like Cody. They both pick up on it fast. They get it.
And for these quarterbacks developing, you've got a guy like Paul Turner. He's really kind of shining for you guys.
Well, Paul's going to be one of our best wide receivers. He's the type of talent we need on the outside. You watch us last year, and the biggest difference between last year's talent and this year's talent is going to be the ability to get off of press coverage, to open a little separation. And that's going to make things easier for the quarterbacks.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, anytime.